Good morning and welcome to the FTS Bet Slip on Thursday, the 31st of January. Firstly, an apology. Those of you who are used to my videos of old, you may hear, remember the dog snoring. That dog has subsequently passed and we've got a new one. And unfortunately, she's just been diagnosed with cancer and is not leaving her dad's side at the minute. So she is tending to sit here and snore. So apologies if that's coming through. I'm not going to move her. Bless her, she's my new best friend, so I'm just going to leave her where she is. Okay, slim pickings again today. We've lost another two race meetings. I was very close to pulling the trigger on a horse at Newcastle, but I'm not betting it. I will mention it to you just so you can follow it. It's a good idea just to follow the market, and I'll still watch that market and see how it gets on. It's I don't end up beating myself up if it does shorten in running. I like to just look at the market so I see, and then I can use that information next time. It's Kathifa in the 550. It's currently about 9.2. There's just a couple of front runners in this race that may go off and leave it tapped for pace, and it may not shorten up. It may come out and run boldly. It's got sort of sporadic form, but it has won at Newcastle before. But there's just enough in it for me not to pull the trigger. Sometimes the best bet is the one you don't have. But as I say, you can watch the market and see and just get a feel for how these markets move. It's an educational process. I've had a look at the low league football. There's not much price-wise on Betfair. I have got a bet I want to have, which is Southend in League One. The Betfair market, there's not been a penny matched, and there's big gaps, 2.28 to back, 2.62 to lay. Pinnacle, they've got it about 2.35 on the Southend home win. I wouldn't hold anybody back from taking that. I will be hopefully looking to see that I can get that sort of price, around about 2.3 on Betfair. To 2.4. Obviously, if the price goes, then I can't have a bet because I can only bet with Betfair, but we will see what happens. But I wouldn't. Southend is a mention and one that if you can get on it now at a reasonable price around 2.3, 2.35, then I certainly would do. If you can beat that price, even better. I haven't looked on Odds Checker at the bets. We've got one football match today that I look at, and that is in the Bundesliga 2, which is Union Berlin playing FC Köln at 7:30. I am going to have a small trade on this. I'm going to have a half point dripped in pretty much as the match kicks off over the first 15-20 minutes on the over 2.5. So I will be back in over 2.5 goals. Literally, I'll let the match kick off, get involved in the first couple of minutes, again on sort of 10 minutes, again on 17, 18 minutes, and I will trade that and I will green it if a goal goes in early. I'll get myself on green on both sides in that game. So that's Union Berlin, Köln, small risk, just a half a point being fed in. And that's it. Other than that, today there really is nothing else. Obviously, we have the golf bets running from yesterday, and we have a big weekend coming up with a load of football tomorrow, the Super Bowl. Hopefully, the golfers are doing well. So short and sweet today. So keep an eye on that horse in the 550 Kathifa. Just have a look at the market, follow it, see if it trades. Don't beat yourself up if it does. Southend at the weekend in League One, if you can get really 2.35 or better. Then certainly go ahead and back those. And the football tonight, Union Berlin FC Köln in the over 2.5 market. And hopefully we see a couple of early goals and can get greened up there. So have a good day and I'll be back tomorrow.